Hello everyone, Anetaneda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Anetaneda. Today, we're starting on Review 6. Review 6, the last review that's in the workbook. So, if you have not liked when we have to do a review, today's your lucky day because it's the last one. But I love the reviews because it reminds me again, reminds me of all the lessons I either was supposed to learn or that I learned and forgot.
Well, and also it's what's always fun for me, or kind of maybe not fun is not the right word. Like we'll have a review of a lesson and sometimes I don't even remember that we had that lesson, or it seems like a way long time ago and it was only like 20 lessons away. So it's really nice to just spend a little time with some of these familiar lessons and also see how our relationship with that lesson has changed just in the last 20 days.
Yeah, and maybe our understanding has deepened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, as we have done with our past reviews, we're going to start with reading and then discussing the introduction to it. And then we'll get on to the lesson, the first lesson, which is Lesson 201. For this review, we take but one idea each day and practice it as often as is possible. Besides the time you give morning and evening, which should not be less than 15 minutes, and the hourly remembrances you make throughout the day, use the idea as often as you can between them. Each of these ideas alone would be sufficient for salvation, if it were learned truly. Each would be enough to give release to you and to the world from every form of bondage, and invite the memory of God to come again.
With this in mind, we start our practicing, in which we carefully review the thoughts the Holy Spirit has bestowed on us in our last 20 lessons. Each contains the whole curriculum, if understood, practiced, accepted, and applied to all the seeming happenings throughout the day. One is enough, but to that one, there must be no exceptions made, and so we need to use them all and let them blend as one, as each contributes to the whole we learn.
These practice sessions, like our last review, are centered around a central theme with which we start and end each lesson. It is this: I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. The day begins and ends with this, and we repeat it every time the hour strikes. Or we remember, in between, we have a function that transcends the world we see. Beyond this, in a repetition of the special thought we practice for the day, no form of exercise is urged except a deep relinquishing of everything that clutters up the mind and makes it deaf to reason, sanity, and simple truth.
We will attempt to get beyond all words and special forms of practicing for this review. For we attempt this time to reach a quickened pace along a shorter path to the serenity and peace of God. We merely close our eyes and then forget all that we thought we knew and understood. For thus is freedom given us from all we did not know and failed to understand.
There is but one exception to this lack of structuring. Permit no idle thought to go unchallenged. If you notice one, deny its hold and hasten to assure your mind that this is not what it would have. Then gently let the thought which you denied be given up, ensuring quick exchange for the idea you practice for the day.
When you are tempted, hasten to proclaim your freedom from temptation as you say, "This thought I do not want. I choose instead blank." And then repeat the idea for the day and let it take the place of what you thought.
Beyond such special applications of each day's idea, we will add but few formal expressions or specific thoughts to aid your practicing. Instead, we give these times of quiet to the teacher who instructs in quiet, speaks of peace, and gives our thoughts whatever meaning they may have.
To him, I offer this review for you. I place you in His charge and let Him teach you what to do and say and think each time you turn to Him. He will not fail to be available to you each time you call to Him to help you. Let us offer Him the whole review we now begin. And let us also not forget to whom it has been given as we practice day by day, advancing toward the goal He set for us, allowing Him to teach us how to go, and trusting Him completely for the way each practice period can best become a loving gift of freedom to the world. That is the introduction to review number 6. So I think going through just paragraph by paragraph here and hitting the highlights will give us a nice foundation for the review. So what we're finding out in paragraph 1, that we're going to have one idea for each day. And it's just a review of one of the lessons with just a little bit of teaching or a little bit of prayer. Right underneath, you'll see in your book, if you have the book. If not, you'll hear us reading it. And so when we're thinking about having a daily spiritual practice, which of course is what we kind of intended with Course in Miracles, just to give a foundation for a daily spiritual practice. But a daily spiritual practice really is just quieting ourselves and spending time with our Creator, with a special teaching that, you know, really is very meaningful, spending time in meditation or just quiet. It can be different every day. And, you know, we don't have to become ritualistic about it. But what He's wanting us to do for this review time is to give time every morning and every evening, not less than 15 minutes. Now, this is where I do want to just say, you know, if you're having a busy day or if you're not feeling well and you just, you know, you think you're going to do it at night and you don't get a chance to do it, you know, that's okay. This is what His guidance is, and we do our best to follow it. And if we're, you know, life happens and we can't follow it, then we do the best we can. In addition to 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening, He does want us to just have those hourly remembrances where we think of the idea for the day just once an hour. And that's not like everything has to stop and you're like, oh, okay, wait, what's the idea for the day? We can just, you know, put it on a little card, or if you remember it, and then, you know, you don't even have to stop conversation. You just kind of let it kind of come in, flow through, you acknowledge it, and then you can go on. It's just bringing yourself back each hour to what our focus is for the day. And I think for me, I have it circled from sentence 3 on. Each of these ideas, so every idea that we have alone would be sufficient for salvation if it were learned truly. So the Course, you know, Jesus says in the Course that the entire Course is written on every page. And that's where, you know, if we have one lesson that really, really speaks to us. So if this is your first time studying A Course in Miracles, and if you have one or two lessons that just become really, really, you know, really speak to you and comfort you and help you to understand the message of A Course in Miracles, you know, there's nothing to say that you have to do A Course in Miracles every lesson every year. It's just like, really, He says that if we could just get one lesson fully, we would know the Course.
Because they're all in that, at the level of content, the same lesson.
Even though it doesn't seem that way in the form.
Right. In the Manual for Teachers, there is only one, it explains there's only one lesson, that God's Son is guiltless.
Yeah.
And so that's the only lesson we are here to learn. And then we learn it over and over and over through the workbook in the form of different lessons. And while they may, on the surface, have a different form to us, they all teach the same thing. Again, God's Son is guiltless. And so when it says here that you only need to learn one of these truly, each of these ideas alone would be sufficient for salvation if it were learned truly. We only have to learn the one main lesson.
God's Son is guiltless.
God's Son is guiltless.
Yeah.
And so I often think about, you know, that line, and I say, I wish that came sooner in the course.
Which line?
That any of these ideas would be sufficient if it were learned truly.
How would that be helpful for you if it came sooner?
That would have been helpful for me if it was sooner or addressed sooner in the course, because I like when I was first starting, it's like, oh my gosh, 200, 365 lessons. That's so many.
So you got overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think, and I know many people who have gotten overwhelmed by the amount of lessons.
Well, that's why I wanted to it can be even overwhelming to say, oh my gosh, I have to make sure I do it 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, remember to do it at the beginning of every hour. Like, that can seem overwhelming too.
Right.
That's why I really always want us to be gentle with ourselves. And because, you know, some of us have really full lives. Some of us have really stressful lives. Some of us have a lot going on. And even if it's just like we're dealing with a lot of things, you know, like in our head. And emotionally, it's, you know, kind of tough to, you know, be kind of, I don't know if I want to use the word regimented, but, you know, really disciplined. You know, there's sometimes when we can do that and sometimes when we can't. And I just don't want us to not have the experience of joining with the course just because we couldn't make it morning and evening, 15 minutes at a time.
Right. That is where we have to have a real air of gentleness for ourselves as we do our studies. Because there is this need for study, of course. But then if we get to this point where the study then becomes its own source of stress, its own source of overwhelm, it actually is ineffective.
Yeah, that's why I've always said have a medium setting.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, that's just what I've always thought in my life, you know, like have a medium setting. And I think I take my medium setting to A Course in Miracles too.
Uh-huh. This is Annette's middle way.
Yeah. Yes. Annette. Yes, this is Annette's bit. And because I happen to get anxious if it seems like something, like you said, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, a lesson a day, 365 lessons, you know, this is a lot. Where now each lesson is a gift, and it's beautiful that there's a lesson for each day. And to be able to come at the lessons with just this sense of ease and grace and understanding for what we're going through. Mm-hmm. I do want to bring up a few things, though, especially paragraph 6. I'm going to read that one again. I read it before, but this is it. If you don't have the book in front of you, then so you can remember. When you are tempted, hasten to proclaim your freedom from temptation as you say, this thought I do not want, I choose instead, and you know, there's a blank. Well, okay, so, you know, that has been extremely, extremely helpful because the paragraph above it, so I have been someone who has struggled, not so much anymore, but in my life, just really like with negative thought loops over and over and over. Did I say the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Should I have said something different? Did I say the right thing? Oh gosh, what if they don't think I said the right thing? You know, just over and over and over and over and over. And permit no idle thought to go unchallenged. If you notice one, deny its hold and hasten to assure your mind that this is not what it would have, because it can just seem so burdensome. And you know, we see this in coaching all the time. So many beautiful folks are so hard on themselves, like so hard on themselves. And so really, like, even as a little group here, if we have, you know, negative thoughts or the negative thought loops like I've had, or even if we have stories that we have told about ourselves that really aren't true, like I always use the example of mine, I'm stupid. And that becomes my story. That became my identity. And then, so that would be one that we would bring up here. We say, permit no idle thought to go unchallenged. So I was like, oh gosh, I'm so stupid. Why did I say that? And then we need to stop. We need to stop and say, wait. We need to challenge that. Is that true? And if you notice one, deny its hold and hasten to assure your mind that this is not what it would have. Then gently let the thought which you denied be given up in sure and quick exchange for the idea you practice for today. So when I first did this, this thought I do not want, I choose instead. And then I thought, well, I don't even know what the instead is. So the way I understand this, or the way I have practiced it, because it says then repeat the idea for the day and let it take the place of what you thought. So this thought I do not want, I choose instead, I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. That's how I use this. I don't know if that's exactly what the intention was, but it seems to be the intention, and it's worked for me. I really do want to say that.
I've also used, in addition, because I have done that too, I choose instead, and then that I'm not a body, I'm free, for I'm still as God created me. I've also used the main central review lesson. So like in lesson 201, I choose instead, I trust my brothers who are one with me. I've also really latched on to with the blank. I even have this written in my book. Do you remember the lesson that's actually within this review? I want the peace of God.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I wrote in my book, this thought I do not want, I choose instead the peace of God.
See, now I love this, okay? Because A Course of Miracles is here to meet each one of us in the way that speaks to us. Mm-hmm. It is not a religion. My way doesn't have to be somebody else's way. That's why we're having a podcast and we're just talking about it, right? Because I think it's important to make it your own. And for me, it's hard for me actually to, full disclosure, like even for me to, if somebody says, well, what is the idea for today? I kind of go, and then I say, oh yeah. And I have to look it up. And, oh yeah. That's where it's hard for me to remember the idea for the day. That's why
Especially been put on the spot. I will have done the review or the lesson that morning. And someone will say to me, oh wait, what's the lesson for today? Condemnation. Yeah. Oh dear. I have to kind of give some TLC to my heart because it's like, oh, I feel dumb. But then it's like put on the spot. But, there's so many lessons.
That's why I, for me using this, because I have this on a card and I had this like on my refrigerator. I had this in my car. I had this pasted on my computer for a really long time. Mm-hmm. This thought I do not want, I choose instead. And then I can always remember, I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. So that's why I practice it that way. And it's really, really, really so helpful. I just really wanted to recommend this. And then in paragraph 7 and then onto 8. So it talks about, I'm going to read that again. Beyond such special applications of each day's idea, we will add but few formal expressions of specific thought to aid your practicing. Instead, we give these times of quiet to the teacher who instructs us in quiet. I mean, when I first was going through A Course in Miracles, I do want to say, I was like, who the hell's a teacher? I don't know. But now I do know. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right? So, because when you're new here, you don't really understand, like, teacher, capital teacher. Okay, do I know a teacher? What was he talking about? And so it's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so now we know it's the Holy Spirit. And then the next paragraph is all about this teacher, right? So, to him, I offer this review for you. So, to the Holy Spirit, I, Jesus, offer this review for you, the sonship. or for you, Ada. Remember, because it's written on two levels always. Mm-hmm. So the sonship, and then to us as the individual aspects of the sonship. I place you in the Holy Spirit's charge. And let the Holy Spirit teach you what to do and say and think each time you turn to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not fail to be available to you each time you call to the Holy Spirit to help you. So just remember that's who it is. And the Holy Spirit isn't like way out there in the stars or way out there on the other side of the world. The Holy Spirit is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's that it's inside of each one of us. And that's why the voice for God speaks to me all through the day. That's that inner teacher that we all have. No matter what we've done, no matter what's been done to us, that voice for God, we can silence it by our egos, you know, just clamoring. And yet it still is speaking to us through the day.
Yeah.
So that's the real important part. So we have a helper. We're not alone. And we're going to just have a beautiful review together. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. So should we do lesson 201?
Yeah, here? Let's do it.
Okay. So we've gone over a little, but we knew we were going to go over a little.
So it's a short review lesson.
Right.
Lesson 201. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
So review of lesson 181, I trust my brothers who are one with me. No one but is my brother. I am blessed with oneness with the universe and God, my Father, one creator of the whole, that is my true self, forever one with me.
I am not a body. I am free, for I'm still as God created me.
And if that first sentence is a little like, no one but is my brother, and you go, what?
That was actually what I was focused on. It's like, no one but is my brother.
And what I have written in my book is I say, everyone is my brother.
Yeah, so I like that.
Everyone is my brother. I'm blessed with oneness with the universe and God, my Father, one creator of the whole, that is my true self, forever one with me. Wishing you all a wonderful day. Lots of love to you. And we will be back tomorrow with the next lesson in our review.
See you then.